Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
Becoming the Gospel. Only let your conversation be as it becomes the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Philippians 1:27. The Greek word translated conversation emphasizes citizenship, with all of its attendant loyalties and expectations for appropriate behavior. The structure of the introductory word only indicates that it is an adjective, not an adverb. Thus, the opening phrase could be rendered, "Your only citizenship must be lived out so that it becomes the gospel." The New Testament employs three different Greek terms that are translated conversation. Anastrepho is best understood as dwelling or remaining in a certain place. Put off concerning the former conversation, we are commanded in Ephesians 4:22. Tropos stresses the manner of life, perhaps implying the reputation one gains by the lifestyle. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example. Polytuo, the term used by Paul in our text, conveys citizenship. For our conversation is in heaven. The emphasis of our text is on our lifestyle and testimony as ambassadors in a foreign land. As such, we are to live in a manner that becomes the gospel, that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. We are to stand fast in a unity of one spirit with one mind. Paul closed his letter to the Philippians with this, "Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved."
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe to the Days of Praise podcast on Apple or Google Podcasts. And please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.